Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Yedid Nafshi. Ari Leibin Fegaleya needs a refu shlema. Mamish. Big one, and it should be Besoch Shar Chole Yisrael. And we are going to be discussing Amir Tashem. Asher Salalti B'Mitzrayim. The Inyan of his Alulus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, did to Mitzrayim, the beginning of Parshas Bo, to help lead us into the Seder. This is based on a shir given by Mori Rabbi, Kohen Rav Moshe Zatzal, in 1987, going back a little bit. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, boil paro, kini echbati es libo vesleiv avodav leman shisi, osusai eile bekirbo leman tisapil bozne vincho ven bincho, es asher salalti bimitzrayim vesoysai asher samti vom, vidatem ki ani Hashem. Hashem says to Moshe, go to paro, come to paro, because I strengthened his heart and the heart of his servants in order to place my wonders in his midst and in order to tell your children, your sons' sons, what I did to Mitzrayim, Asher Salalti Mitzrayim, and the signs that I placed in them, and you will know that I am God. What does the word Hisalalti mean? Rashi says that Hisalalti means Sachakti. Es Asher Hisalalti B'Mitzrayim, how I played around with them. And he brings an example from Bamidbar 22:29, Ki Hisalalti B'Mitzrayim. And Shmuel, Aleph of Zion, Ka'alo Kasher Solobem, Veino Lashen Polu Ma'alolin, Shimken Hayla Lichtov Olalti, Kamova Olalamo Kasher Olalta Li, Asher Olali. It is not an expression denoting doing an action. Doing an action, for if this were so, should have said Olalti. Like we see in the pasuk in Eicha, Kasher Olalta, Vola Lama Kasher Olalta, and do unto them as you have done unto me, or another pasuk, Kasher Olali, as you have done to me, also in Eicha. So what it means is to play around with, to mak, that we were power was being macked, Hashem was macking power, Salalti b'Mitzrayim, Sich. Sichakti, I was mocking him. The shorish lehit alel in Lashon HaKodesh is it comes from the word ila ve'alul. In other words, you take something and you make it an alul. You make it an object. You do certain things that's not for it, but for something else, for a different mahalach, just using it for your own purposes. That's what it means. Lehit alel. And that's why Paro was just being used for God's purposes, in order that the Jewish people should be able to tell their children and their children's children how HaKadosh Baruch Hu used Paro in order to show that he's God. When you play with something, you're just using it for your purposes. So then the Ila of that thing is not in and of itself. It's just for you. Right? The word Ilaz is like Ilah is a cause and Alul is an effect. So this is just an effect. You have your purpose and this is what's being affected by your purpose. Right? We say, Alul lehitrachesh. This might happen. This is bound to happen. So the same shoresh is what we have in Eicha. Ve'olal, it's still the same shorish, doesn't mean the exact same thing. Ve'olel lamo kasher olalta li. And you should do unto them as you did unto me. In other words, It's the same idea of using something, but here, in this context, it doesn't just mean to do; it means to mak, to not just do, but to do for your own purposes, in such a way that makes the paro, the object, look bad. A tinok was called an olal. Olalim shalu lechem. We have find in Eicha, dalet. Lachwis olam yibachutz bachur merachovos. An olal is a child. Because a child doesn't have a mahalach. He can only be an object. He doesn't have any real mahalach in life. So when you talk about lehit alel, that's something that doesn't have a mahalach, and you use it for your own mahalach, for your own purposes, for your own, to achieve your own ends. In the Kadmonim, it's mashma that this is the sharish of the word olam. When we speak about an olam, we also speak about an entire system of causes and effects. Kach gam mishtamshim b'shimushei lashon ha-regilim. Like, what do we say today? We say the olam ha-Torah. In our olam, what does it mean when someone says in our olam? We're not referring to the olam ha-Torah. We're not referring to the entire globe, to the entire universe. We're referring to a system where each part is connected to a different part. That's the olam, and that's connected again to olal, to lehit alel. Talking about causes and effects. So when you talk about a child is just like an effect. There's no real cause. There's no real mahalach that a child is starting. So he's called an olal. When we say lamanti saper bosne vincho ben bincho isasher salalti b'mitzrayim, what this means is that we have a special story here of hit alelut. Now in modern Hebrew, the word hit alelut means to abuse. When somebody undergoes abuse, they say hutalelbo. Somebody else abused someone. But that's not what it means in the Torah. What it means in the Torah is sichakti. In other words, Paro was activated upon in such a way that he came into a system of causes and effects, of ilot ve'alulim. Mimin kazeh, which was such a type of causes and effects that were against the ratzon of Paro. Zelo mishalo, it's not his. Hit alalubo, he was just being used for a higher purpose. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu hardens his heart, and Hilbishu alav ma'arechet shel sibot u'mesobevim shehi lo shelo. Hechbidu et libo u'palu bo ma shepalu. Aval ha'poel haya mishu acher. It was God acting on Paro. And Paro was the puppet, so to speak, of Hashem's higher purposes. So since Leil HaSeder is the night of Hala and Hoda, so if we can just add a little bit of Hoda to Paro, thank you, Paro, for being our puppet. Anything that loses its mahalach, its reasons, stops being a thing for itself. They put him in someone else's world, and he becomes an alul al yedei ila acheret legamrei. So what's the mahalach here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to advance? What's the process? Now, what mak are we dealing with here? We know this is Parashas Bo. Bo is the last three makas. Arbe, Choshech, and makas Bechorah. So we're talking here about the mak of Arbe. Dafka here by makas Arbe, we're mechadish this inyan of his asher salalti b'mitzrayim. It's asher salalti b'mitzrayim. Right? It's not just Paro. Mitzrayim at large, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is playing around with. And that's Dafka by Makas Arbe. Leman Shisi Ososai Eila Bekirbo. In order that I should place my signs within his midst. Shisi. What does she see mean? Simi she'asit an she'ashit ani. that I am going to place. In other words, this is referring to the man she see that I'm going to place, talking about Arbe. Ulama to Saper. Beozne Vincha. Uven Vincha is a share salalti be Mitzrayim. So I'm placing this Makkah in order that you should be able to say in the ears of your son and your son's son what I did to Mitzrayim, how I played around with Mitzrayim, how Mitzrayim came part of this Mahalach. So we have to understand this inyan. In the pasuk it says, "Umarom einechem ru mi bara ela." It's a pasuk in Yeshaya, Perek Mem, pasuk Chavav. We have to raise our hands to the heavens and see who created these things. Mi bara ela. So Chazal tell us that what this means is, you can't split God up into two. The name Elohim includes two words. It's comprised of two words. Mi Ele. When you split the two words up, that's the root of all evil. Su'u marom enechem ure'u mi bara ele. Mi Ele. Maz mi Ele. Mi Ele akavana Elohim. With a hey. A lot of people today say it. They pronounce Hashem's name, but they try to be careful about that. A lot of even from people today in Israel, they say, but we don't. I try not to say it if you don't have to. Even though some people say it's not right to call that it's not his name. His name's not Elohim. And, you know, it's not shame God's name in vain if it's not in vain, right? You're talking about him, you're praising about him, you're learning about him. But Akopanim, that's the Mi Ela. The Mi Ela is Osios of God's name of Elohim with a hey. So you can't split up the two. Su'u marom einechem, lift up your eyes to the heavens. Ure'u and see, Mi bara Ela. Who created Ela? Mi Ela, Elohim. Achen, anachnu mitzuvim ve'omdim, su'u marom einechem ure'u mi bara Ela. Klomar, lerot et ha'chibur shel Mi ve'Ela. HaChibur hazeh yotzer et Hashem Elohim. We have to see me. What's me? Who is behind Eila? There's so much in the world. All these Eila, all these things in the world. That the me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is behind it. Who's behind it? Hashem is behind it. Ketuv ba-pasuk, b'shmot perakei, psukim alef ad bet. Ve'achar ba'o Moshe v'yaron ve'yomru l'paro ko amar Hashem lokei Yisrael shalach atami v'yachog li ba'midbar. ויאמר פרעה מי השם אשר אשמע בקולו לשלח את ישראל לא ידעתי את השם וגם את ישראל לא אשלח. מי השם אשר אשמע בקולו? Who is he? In other words, Paro stayed in the world of the me and he didn't get to the Ela. Paro was mefatzel. Paro split up the me and the Ela. And that was the source of Paro's mistake. That's the shorish of Ra. When you split up the me and the Ela. Mi Hashem Asher Shema B'Kolo? Who is he? I don't know him. I just don't know him. Splitting up the Mi and the Ela. And therefore, came these Ososai Ela B'Kirbo. Ela, after you have the Ososai Ela, in Potsuk Aleph, Boel Parakin Yechbarati Eslibob Sevman Shitsi Ososai Ela B'Kirbo. We want to get the Ela back to the me. And once you do that, he's not going to say Mi Hashem Asher Shema B'Kolo. Ela is Shorish HaRibui. There's a lot in the world. Elohim is plural. Lashon Rabim. Mi Goy Gadol Asher Lo Elohim Krovim Ela. Kashem Elokeinu B'chol Kweinu Ela. It says Elohim Krovim. Lashon Rabim. So people have a tfisa that there's Ribui in the world. The Mizahavit Paraku, Aaron said. The Eile Elohecha Yisrael. So the Hit Paraku to take off their jewelry, Shmos 32:24, Ischal Ani Eile. Ischal Ani Mi. The Mizahavit Paraku. You're giving the Zahav for the Mi. But you know what came out from that? Eile Elohecha Yisrael. from that me, Zahavit Paraku, who you're going to take your jewelry off for, that resulted ultimately, and unfortunately, the ego of Eile Elohecha Yisrael. What does it mean, Eile Elohecha Yisrael? It means that they wanted many gods. Ivu alohus harbe, Rashi says. Our belief is Bereishis Bara Elokim es Hashamayim ve'es Ha'aretz. Lo lefatzel et ha'teiva zot l'shtayim. Kishem mefatzlim yotzei Elohim acherim. When you split the word up into two, then come out other gods. When you split up the me and the ele. Aaron wanted it to go to the me, but it ended up going, the ele was split up from the me, and Memele ended up with Eile Elohecha Yisrael and Avodah Zarah. That's why Avodah Zarah is called Elohim Acherim. We don't have any other Shemus Kodesh that's Chala on Avodah Zarah except for this shame. Because that's the root, this name of Elohim is the Sheresh for the possibility for Avodah Zarah of this Ribui, that one can falsely understand that there's more than one God. Marabu Masecha Hashem Kulam Bachma Sisa Su Marome Echem Rumi Baraela Hamotzil Mispar Ktzvaam Lekulam B'Shem Yikra. The solution to all the Eilas are the Me. Whoever sticks with the Eile is going to get to Eile Elohecha Yisrael without connecting the Me. Eile has a Tzadra, Ola is a Klala. That's a Klala when you just go with the Eile. You split it up from the me, you get to Avodah Zarah. Mi Hashem Asher Shema B'Kolo, who is this God? Mize, in other words, he only sees, he doesn't see the me behind all the Eiles. And therefore, he doesn't see the me, so he's just got Avodah Zarah. And that's why Arabic comes. What's the Arabic about? Arbaim katnei aretz ve'em ha'chakomim mechukomim. Melech ein la'arba v'yotze choytze itzkulo. It says that the Arab is very wise, Mishlei in the 30th chapter. He doesn't have a king, and yet he goes out in large numbers. Ubaba Hamon, and that's why he's called Arbe. What's Arbe? Arbe is a lot. That's the word for locust. They go berabim. Aval ein lo melech. Shlomo ha-melech mitzayin et chochmato ha-gdola shel ha-min hazeh shenekra Arbe. She'afo pi she'ein lo melech, הוא יוצא כולו יחד. פירוש הדברים, התפקיד של מלך זה לקבץ, כמו שכתוב בלשון הרמב״ם, שציוונו למנות עלינו מלך מישראל, יקבץ כל אומותינו ויניגן. The tafkid of a king is to bring everything together. The Maharal explains that a king unites everybody, as if everybody is coming ki ish echad. That's the job of the king. כדי לחבר הרבה פרטים ביחד, חייבים לשים משהו באיזשהו מרכז, ולכוון את כולם לאותו מרכז, ודרך זה כולם מתחברים. So they have to all be connected. If you want, they have to have a central combining force. Otherwise, Latabi Avakish Nifred, everybody against everybody else. And that's what the king's job is. But not Arbe. Arbe doesn't have a king. All they care about is their own stomach, their own boich. And yet, v'yatzi yotzei tzkulo, they still have this achdus. They don't have a melech to bring them together, but they're still all together. This is an uncommon phenomenon in the world. The king combines everybody together. And the arba remains arba, they still remain many. And Shlomo Melech says, melech ein la'arba, nobody makes them into one. And nevertheless, v'yatzeh chotzeitz kulo, they all come out together. They come out in large numbers together. They're a yachad, and their yachad is mitzurf mehamonei pratim. Hem rabim be'etzem, u'kerabim hem ba'im yachad u'mashchitim. There's a special hashchasa that the arba does. An arba is a klal for the sake of chisul, to just wipe out everything. They're a klal that's mazik. The fact that they turn into a klal is mechayiv. That is a makkah, they're going to destroy everything. It's not a specific makkah, it's just everything. By the way, the Arba has other names. Chasil, chasil mashal de chaser, to just wipe out. Gazam is also cut off. Rishonim Katuv Shashem Tzlatzal, also it's called Tzlatzal. That's because afterwards, no shade remains. They just consume everything. Right? Sometimes we have a word that's Davar V'Hipucho. Like Shoresh, Lahashrish, and Lisharesh. Lahashrish means to make, take root, and Lisharesh means to uproot. Tzlatzal means they uproot any shade. They just consume everything. Chasil, Gazam, Arbe, that's what the Arbe does. In all the makas, it doesn't say mavis. It was devil, it was borod. People died. But in the Arbe, it says, Vayaser me'alai, rak es ha-movis hazeh. Arbe is called mavis. It's a makas that shepogat b'chiyut atzma. Ein chayim achrei ha-arbe. Kach nirim ha-totzot shel eile b'li mi. That's what happens when you have eile without the mi. That's this makas. Anytime you have the Eila, believe me, comes against that the Arbe. The Arbe has no king to guide it. Nobody tells him what to do. Leman shisisi ososai Eila bekirbo. That's the answer to Mi Hashem Asher Ashma bekolo. Now you're going to have this Arbe. You see all this ribui. And now it's just going to be completely consumed. There's going to be death. It's going to be a terrible makkah. Because you see the ribui. And you think there are many gods. And you don't connect the me to the Eila. So Memela, she sees Eila Bekirbo. Now everything is going to be wiped out. There's going to be this consumption of the Arbe. It's going to wipe out the Eila since you don't connect the me to the Eila. It's a Davar Nifla, if you think about it. Before Makas Arbe comes the Asra V'Kisas Eina Oretz. It's going to cover the eye of the land. You're not going to be able to see the land. Nothing's going to remain. Nothing's going to remain. ויושב את משה ואת אהרון אל פרעה ויאמר עליהם לכו עבדו את השם אלוקיכם מי ומי הולכים ויאמר משה בנערינו ובזקנינו נלך בבנינו ובנותינו בצוננו וקורינו נלך כי חג השם לנו. עבדי פרעה said to him, so it says by Makas Arbe that it's going to cover the eye of the land and you're not going to be able to see the land, so many Arbe, it's going to eat whatever was left by the Barad. And it's going to eat the trees. Nothing's going to be left. So the Avdei Parah said to him, Perek Yud, Psukim Zayin to test, how long is this going to be a mokesh for us? It's going to be a minefield for us. Send them away. Let them serve their God. Don't you know Mitzrayim is being destroyed? And they brought Moshe and Aaron back. And Parah said, go serve your God. Miva mi ha'olchim. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, everybody. Areinu, Skeinenu, Banenu, Noseinu, Tzonenu, Karenu. It's a chag. Lashon HaKodesh, Chag, זה כמו היושב על חו הארץ ויושביה כחגבים. Chag, זה מעגל. Chag is a circle. היושב על חוג הארץ. It's a circle that surrounds something. That's what a Chag is. Paro asks, מי ומי הלוכים? And the answer is, we're all going. We have a Chag. Just because you have a chag, everybody has to go. Chag Hashem Lanu means that we're all in a circle around one center. There's something in the center. Chag Hashem Lanu. We have this chag to Hashem, and therefore we all have to surround this God. God's going to be in the center, and we all have to surround him. In other words, we don't have an Eile. We don't have lats. We're all surrounding one thing. We're all united around one God. Paro wasn't Makabel. And since Paro wasn't Makabel, instead he got as a gift Makas Arbe. Paro argues, Lochen, Luchuna Gvarim, Vivdu et Hashem, Kiotatem Mevakshim. He says, nah, just let the men go. They'll serve God. That's what you want. Vaigaresh otam me'it penei paro. Let the men go and serve God. That's what you want. And they were expelled from Paro. They were expelled. He said, just the men. He understands that the Gvarim can go, the men can go. But why does all the Metzias have to surround that circle? It says in the future, famous Gemara, Aser HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lasis Mochel HaTzadikim, it was a very popular song a decade ago at the weddings. Aser HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lasis, I still love this song, they don't play it much anymore. Aser HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lasis Mochel HaTzadikim Behu Yoshev Beinem Bikan Eden. B'chol Echad Vechad Mara Be'etzboi Vo'imer Vayom Ahuv Shenem Rav Yom Rav Yom Rav Yom Rav Yom That in the future, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make a circle for the tzaddikim, and he's going to sit amongst them in Gan Eden, and everybody's going to point and say, this is our God, save us. We'll rejoice in his salvation. Blessed love, that's the way it's going to look. There's going to be a big circle, a big chag. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to sit in the middle, everyone's going to point to him. This whole circle is all around one nekuda. Hinei Elokeinu zeh kivinu lo v'yoshienu. This is the beginning of the Mahalach. We said what Mahalach is starting over here? Hisalalti? That's the Mahalach, that God's going to be in the center. And that starts with the Arbe. That starts with the many. Paro only sees the Ela. Here you got it. You have the Ela. She sees Yosisai Ela. You have a lot. And they're going to consume everything. We don't just have an Ela. We have a Mi with the Ela. And the Mela, we want to go Miva Mi Aochim. Who's going? Paro doesn't connect the me to the Ela. He just has the me or the Ela separate. And we say, no. We're connecting the me to the Ela, and therefore we all have to go. All this ribui has to point to one center, Kadosh Baruch Hu. Uleman tisapir bozne bincho ben bincho is asher salalti b'mitzrayim. We have to learn this parasha. It's mefurash in Chazal that the seven makas of Parshas Va'era are one unit, and the three makas of Bo are another unit. You have to learn them separately. Makas Arbe is coming to teach us what happens with the Eilib without the Mi. Misha lo nosei nav lemarom v'lo ra'a ro'e mi bara Eile az ha'Eile mevi alav makat Arbe. Oto Eile shehu nirak be'inecha ki kiyum efshari le'Eile b'li Mi. Mashma lemeit shadabar ze lo yitachen zo makat Arbe. Makas Arbe, you're supposed to look up to the heavens, you're supposed to see the me with the Ela. And Arbe teaches you, if you just have an Ela, can't be. That's chisul. You're done. Toast. The Maral in the Gvuras Hashem is Marich Levayer, explains at great length the parallels between the ten Makas and the ten Ma'amaris. The ten Makas coming to mafkia, to do away with the roots of existence. To be mafkia from Mitzrayim, the ma'amaras of Maisa Bereshis, the ma'amaras that are the root of all of creation, Bereshis Bar Elokim. Habriya kula nivra l'yedei ha'ma'amarot ha'ele. The world was created with these ma'amaras, and the makas are doing away with them, taking away the kiyum of the Bria, in order to give the Aseres Hadibras this new kiyum. So the Maharal is Masada Kafidarka, the 10 connected to 10. Connected to Maimer Vayomer Lakim Talcher, it's Desha, Esav, Mazriya Zera, Eitz Priyo, Sapri Lamino, Asher Zara Boal Aoretz, Vahichain, comes Makas Arve. Connected to Maimer Vihi Or, comes Makas Choshech. Connected to Bereshis Bara, Bereshis is also a Maimer, like the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah 32. B'dvar Hashem Shemaim Nasu, Bereshis Bara Elokim is also a Maimer. That's Makas Becharis. So the first Maka is the Shorish of all the Ma'amaris. The first Maimer is the Shorish of all the Ma'amaris. It wasn't said to anybody. Right? But by the way, I don't know if I was clear. The Maimer of Tacheretz Desh is that things should grow. And against that came Makas Arbe to wipe out what grew. Against the Maimer of Yehi or light, there was darkness. And Bereshis Bar is the Bechor, the firstborn, obviously. The first Maimer wasn't set to anybody because nobody existed. That's the Maamar Bereishis. So it wasn't a Vayomer. And against that comes Bakas Bechorus, which is Pogea in the Reishis. That's the Reishis Shekeneget. So the three ma'amaris are the first three ma'amaris, and against that you have the last 10 makas, right? The 10th maka hits the first maka hits the 10th mimer, the second maka hits the 9th mimer, and you just peel away each layer of creation until you get to the Bereshis, until you get to the source, to the root. The mimer of the third day was Reishis Achayim, that there could be life. Vayomer Elokim Tacher Etz Desh Esav Nezriya Zera. Beforehand was Tov Avo. Chazal, it says, that's what happened to Mabel. The world was brought back before the third day. And that means the world was erased. Keneged Adabar Zeh Ba'amakat Arbe. There's no more Tachei Aretz. The earth isn't producing anything because everything is now being consumed. He Or Zewa Ma'ama. That's the first Vayomer. That's Makas Choshech. Keneged that, we have darkness. B'shorash kol ha-shalashim ze bereishit. Keneged the bereishis comes makas b'choris. Bofen she-ma'amar bereishit lo chal al Mitzrayim. Kol bereishit mechayev et hemshech. Ze reishit v'ze mechayev she-adavar yamshich v'yitkayim. So what makas b'choris did was it uprooted the bereishis of Mitzrayim so that it doesn't continue. Those are the last three makas that were given the man she-si osusai ela v'kirbo. That's the Hakdama in Parshas Bo. So these are the three makas that were given the man Shisi Osa Sai Ela Bikirbo. The meaning of the word Shisi comes from the word Ki Hashatot Yaharesun Sadik Ma'apala Tepasik at Helam 11:3. Shatot Hem Yisodot. These are the foundations. Vayikrach Moshet Shemimenu Hushtat Ha'olam. By Midbar Rabbah 14:12. That the world was founded from him. Tashtit is the basis, is the foundation. Laman shisi osusai ela bekirbo means I'm going to uproot from them the foundation of their existence. So these osos are shitin. They're going to be uprooted, and then Am Yisrael is going to go out and we're going to rebuild the Aseres Hadibros. But we want to see how these three makas uproot their foundations. So we were zochet to understand Arbe, how Arbe uproots Kiyum. It consumes everything. Now we'd like to understand Choshech. Lo ru'i she'tachiv lo kamu ish mitachtav shloshet yamim. Medubar al Choshech muchlat, b'li afshurut le'ir oto. Choshech shevayamesh ha'choshech, this thick darkness that you can't remove. There's no kesher between anything. Everything is alone. That's what happens when there's darkness. There's no kesher. You can't see. You can't connect. It's a thick darkness. Lo kamu ish mitachtav. Nobody could get up. Everybody's on the lowest side. There's no possibility of uplifting themselves. That's shisi ososai ela bekirbo. That's what happens if you have the ela without the me. There's no connection between anything. You're just low and you can't elevate yourself. That's what happens when you have the Eila without the me. The connection between many details in the world can be understood in two ways. The world as it is now is like Marbe, Arbe. Melech ein la'arbe v'yotza chotzeitz kula. That's Tzura sa'olam hayom. People are just focused mostly on themselves, on their own stomachs. Melech en, there's no ruler in the world. There's no rhyme and reason, there's no order. People are just living mostly for themselves. And yet, v'im kol zeh melech en, aval kol olam yotzei chotzeitz. They're still working together. They're still focusing. The world is all you see, all the culture, the world of entertainment, the world of pleasure, the world of technology. Everybody's going towards the same thing. Power, status. העולם כולו מאוחד במין יחד, שלא קמו איש מתחתיו, מין יחד שהוא שייך למחנה המשותף הנמוך ביותר. In other words, they take the lowest common denominator, and that's what unites man. אם נבדוק מבחינת הרוח, אם צומח פעם משהו בנפש, אם שייך איזשהו עלה שיכול לצמוח באיזה אופן, הרבה מחסל אותו. אין אפשרות להצמיח משהו. Nothing is growing. Things are just consumed. Things, nothing is growing. There's no spiritual growth. Very, very little spiritual growth in the world. הרבה של היום מחסל את הכל. The scientists were megala davar nifla b'tivo shel harbe. אחד הדברים המיוחדים והנפלאים זה שכאשר הרבה בודד פורש מהקבוצה, הוא משתנה פיזית. It's very interesting when one arbe, when one locust separates from the throngs, so he physically changes. He adopts for himself other qualities. הוא מתפתח בצורה אחרת. The legs get longer and his body changes. And if you stand them next to an arbe that didn't separate from the group, they're going to look like two different species. He looks different. Arbe is one kiyum, and when they go away, they stop being an arbe. כך הם גם פני הדברים אצלנו. כל מי שנמצא בתוך מערכת שהיא מכת ארבה, הוא לא יצמיח כלום. שום דבר לא יצמח אצלו. הרבה יחסה את הכל. When everybody is going today with their throngs, nothing is going to grow from that. You see that, by the way, with the anti-Semitism in the world and all these demonstrations and tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands of people just demonstrating to wipe out the Jewish people. It's an unbelievable thing. Nothing grows from that. I'm saying it's in millions. הוא יחשוב הרבה, הוא יבין הרבה, הוא יקווה הרבה, הוא יאהב הרבה, הוא גם יראה הרבה. And anybody who separates, he's different. מה שבא אחרי הרבה זה מכת חושך. צורה כזאת של אלה בלי מי זה דבר שמחסל את עצמו. מה שניתן בעולם כדי ללמד את הדבר הזה זה הרבה. אבל יש מכה שבא אחר כך. הדבר הזה חייב להתחסל משורשו. אחרי הרבה בא מכת חושך. הוא לא יראה גם את אחיו. הוא יהיה לבד, אבל זה מין לבד כפוי. הוא מחפש את אחיו, הוא איננו. הוא נשאר הרבה, אבל לא יכול לזוז. זאת המכה הבאה. So he remains an arbe, but he can't see his friend. מי שרוצה לצאת מזה, חייב לצאת עוד קודם. לצאת ממכת הרבה. Once you're ready in חושך, there's no way out. You're all by yourself and you're stuck. The way to get out is when you're still arbe. מק החושך came בלי הסרה, but without a warning. אחרי הרבה בא מכת חושך. דרכו מכה שלישית שבא בלי התראה למי שהסכים לקבל את מכת הרבה, ולא לשלח את ישראל. אנחנו מובטחים על הגאולה העתידה, קומי אורי כי בא אורך, וכבוד השם עלייך זרח. כי הנה החושך יחסה ארץ וערפל לאומים, ועלייך יזרח השם, וכבודו עלייך ייראה. נפלא מאוד. Get up my light because your light has come. And the glory of God is shining upon you. Because the earth, darkness covers the earth, and fog the nations, and God is going to shine on you, and his glory is going to appear on you. That's the process of Geula. זה תהליך מואץ. It's an accelerated process. הרבה חושך. הנביא אומר לנו, קומי אורי, אורי כי בא אורך. Get up my light because your light has come. וכבוד השם עלייך זרח. ולכל בני ישראל האור במושבותם. All the Jewish people had light. That's the process of Gula. That's the opposite of what's going on over here. הוא יהיה שייך גמייצה יצרה מארץ הזיים, הרי נפלאות. What happened then is going to happen in the future. So then they had the darkness. Connected that was the light, which is the light of the Gula in the future. You have to get out of the Arba. You have to be shaykh to the light. The other makas weren't chal on the Jewish people. Choshech was. Those who didn't want to go out had choshech. They died b'mei hafeila. Kol mi shelo rotza teyi or died b'mei hafeila. Ulechol b'nei Yisrael haya or b'moshvotam. So the Jewish people had light, but this made a bayer in the Jewish people themselves. Who's shaykh to the light, who's not shaykh to the light. We know that when God created the world, Yehi Or, and that's what Choshech is connected. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put it away for the tzaddikim, lasid lavo, who are zochah to be shaykh to the light. Those who are connected, connecting the Ela to the Mi. Rao she'enu kedai l'shtamesh bo rishayim v'vdil l'tzaddikim l'atid lavo. Pirush ha'davar, she'b'ma'amar Yehi Or, t'muna avdala. לכן אותה מכה שהקטע את המאמר הזה פגע באותו אופן שבו המאמר נאמר. Yehi Or is Havdalah. Yehi Or is separation. God only gave the light to the tzaddikim. Lasid lavo. And he took it away from the Rishayim. So in Yehi Or you have Havdalah, and that's exactly what happened in Mitzrayim. It was only for the Jews and not for the Mitzrayim. And it was only for the Jews who were worthy. So that's a mimer that's mevar, who gets the light, who doesn't get the light. So that's a different process. So you can have the arbe when everybody's working together, and then you can have the choshech when people are alone. It's a thick darkness. They're still arbe. They still all want the same thing, but they're not connected. That was choshech. And then the choshech made a beirur. Who's zochah to the or, and who's not zochah to the or. The next makas, makas b'choris, that's connected Bereshis, which is also a mimer. It's very interesting that together with makas b'choris, Hashem gives Moshe the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. HaChodesh is Elechem Rosh Chodesh, and Rishon Elchem Lechodesh HaShana. Dabro b'nei El Kol Adas Yisrael. V'avalti b'eretz Mitzrayim b'layla zeh v'kesi kol b'chor b'eretz Mitzrayim b'arba behema. In other words, this Makas Bechoris comes along with Parashas HaChodesh, because Parashas HaChodesh connects to Bereshis, because God should have started the Torah, like Rashi says, seemingly from HaChodesh Zelachem. And instead, he starts from Bereshis to give us Nachal as Goyim. So if the Goyim say that Eretz Yisrael belongs to us, we can say it belongs to us. But really, this is our, that's not our time. Bereshis is not our time. Our time is HaChodesh Zelachem. We have different time. We have Jewish time. So this HaChodesh HaZelechem is our Bereshis. This is the basis. This is the basis for our Kiyum. So the Torah started with Bereshis for a certain reason. But the basis for our Kiyum is HaChodesh HaZelechem. Our Nachalav Bereshis is HaChodesh HaZelechem. And if we wouldn't have been given this Kiddush HaChodesh, we'd been done also. Because Hashem is being pogay in the Bereshis here. So Mela, we have our Chodesh. And that Kadosh Baruch Hu can be now give this makah od nega echad of yal parabam mitzrayim. And then he's going to send you this makah of Bereshis. Kadosh Baruch Hu was makah the very beginning, the very source. That's where the makah came, and we were saved because we have a different Bereshis. We have our Achodesh, and if we're shaykh to that Bereshis, to the Bereshis of the world, to the time of the world, oy vavoy, Bereshis is the creation of time. Roiv mitzvah satorah are connected to Yitzis Mitzrayim. That's the Sharish of our Kiyum. That's our Bereshis. Yitzis Mitzrayim is our Bereshis. And what it teaches us is that we have to connect the Mi to the Eile. We have to know our Basis. That's our Basis. Bereshis Bar Elokim. To connect the Mi to the Eile. אנחנו מקווים, אני רוצה לצטט בערך את לשונו של רבנו, שאותה בראשית שעולם חי עליה, אותו בסיס שעולם עומד עליו, אותו אלה יתגלה כבסיס אכזב. יתגלה שזה בסיס שאי אפשר לעמוד עליו, והבסיס האיתן יתגלה באותה בראשית של החודש הזה לכן. זאת בראשית של אמת שמי שיהיה עליה ישרוד. זה רציני מאוד, התהליך נראה לעינינו, אבל הוא מפורש בתורה בנביאים ובכל דברי חז"ל. הגאולה באה עם מכות לכל מי שלא מאפשר אותה. כל מי שלא מאפשר שלח את עמי ויחוג לי במדבר, הוא יקבל את המכות. מי שמאמין בדברי תורה ובדברי נביאים, מי שמאמין ב-13 עיקרים, חייב לזכור ולדעת את זה. כשהתגלה ועברתי בחור בארץ מצרים בלילה הזה, והקיתי כל בחור בארץ מצרים, מאדם ועד בהמה ובכל העם מצרים עשה שבטים, אז ברור שיחיה רק מי שיהיה שייך לאותה פרשה שהיא הבראשית שלנו. הפרשה שהתגלתה פה והחודש הזה לכם. If we want to live, we have to be שייך לחודש הזה. Otherwise, people get the marker and that's it. אפשר לומר שאנחנו היום כבר במצב של כי הנה החושך יכסה ארץ, ארץ וערפל לאומים, אז ייתן השם ונזכה בקיום הספר תקרא, ועלייך יזרח השם, וכבודו עלייך ייראה. במהרה בימינו, אמן ואמן. רבותיי, אני לא יכול להגיד לך כמה נפלים היו הדברים. תודה רבה רבה שהאזנתם. שלום, שלום.